With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The U.S.-Iran conflict appears to be intensifying.
We're seeing continued attacks on energy infrastructure across the Gulf Arab states. It just puts more pressure on global energy prices that seem to only be going up. Today, we saw an oil refinery in Kuwait get hit repeatedly by drones. We're continuing to hear more threats from Iran itself. The top military spokesman there issued a statement warning that Iran's enemies would not be safe on beaches or recreational areas anywhere around the world. This is a threat that analysts have been warning about, that Iran could return to using militant attacks abroad.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting. Martial arts grandmaster and action star Chuck Norris has died.
In a 1993 interview, Morris says he took up martial arts for a reason.
I was a very shy kid growing up, very, timid. By nature, I'm not assertive. So I had to develop that, and I couldn't do that without the confidence that I had gotten from my martial arts training.
In 2010, Norris was already a popular film and TV star, but he had a favorite.
8.5 years on doing the Walker series was probably the most rewarding 8 years of my film career.
While his tough man image became the stuff of legend, Chuck Norris was 86. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from enforcing a policy limiting news reporters' access to the Pentagon, ruling that key portions of the new rules are unlawful. Judge Paul Freeman sided with the New York Times and ruled that the Pentagon policy illegally restricts the press credentials of reporters who walked out of the building rather than agree to the new rules. Another climb for oil prices shook the stock markets as hopes collapsed for a possible cut to the interest rates. The S&P 500 fell 1.5% Friday to close its fourth straight losing week. The Dow dropped 1%. The Nasdaq sank 2%. This is SRN News. Missouri pro-lifers can take heart from a new poll.
The survey from YouGov and St. Louis University finds that 47% of voters support an amendment to the state constitution that would ban abortion with first trimester exceptions. 40% oppose it and 12% haven't decided. Missouri has been flip-flopping on abortion the last several years. First, the legislature passed a ban. Then voters approved an amendment enshrining the procedure. This fall, they get a chance to decide again. Michael Harrington reporting.
A University of Portland professor sees Americans turning away from traditional concepts of good and bad. Beth DeFault says as societies grow more diverse and fewer people affiliate with former religious groups, faith's moral influence on society is waning. People start to assemble their own sense of right or wrong from a patchwork of sources, and increasingly that involves scores, rankings, and dashboards. She warns that a lot of Americans believe they're good based on their credit score, their fitness level, or how productive they are. This is SRN News. Nearly 90,000 bottles of a children's pain reliever have been recalled due to reports of particles and other possible contaminants. Bob Agnew has more.
The Food and Drug Administration posted an online notice about the recall of Taro Pharmaceuticals' children's ibuprofen oral suspension. The medication comes in a berry-flavored formula for children as young as 2. The FDA says recall was launched after some customers reported what they call a gel-like mass and black particles in the product. Regulators say the recalled products are unlikely to pose a serious health risk to consumers. Bob Agner reporting.
A jury has found Elon Musk liable for defrauding investors by deliberately driving down Twitter's stock price in the tumultuous months leading up to his 2022 acquisition of the social media company for $44 billion. But it absolved him of some fraud allegations, finding that he did not scheme to mislead investors. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.